You got into yoga because it changed something for you. Maybe it was your body, maybe it was your mind, maybe it pulled you through something you didn't think you'd get through. And at some point, you decided that you wanted to pass it on and to help other people experience what you experienced. So you trained, you qualified, and you started teaching. And for a while, it felt exactly like it was supposed to feel. And then somewhere along the way, something shifted. The passion is still there, just underneath the exhaustion. You're teaching more classes than you ever intended to. You're commuting between studios, planning sequences in your head at midnight, showing up fully present for your students whilst quietly running on empty yourself. Now, you love what you do, but you're tired in a way that a weekend off doesn't fix. If that sounds familiar, I want you to know two things. First of all, that experience is not unique to you, and it's not a sign that you chose the wrong path. And second, it's not something you just have to accept as the cost of doing the work that you love. I've worked with thousands of yoga teachers for the past decade, and I can tell you with certainty exactly what's causing it, why the usual advice doesn't work, and what a different kind of yoga business looks like, one that's built on sustainability rather than sacrifice. So the conversation around burnout in the yoga world almost always goes to the same place. Rest more, honor your energy, strengthen your personal practice, set better boundaries. And I want to be clear, none of those things are wrong, but they're treating the symptoms rather than the cause. And if you treat only the symptom, the burnout comes back every single time, because the cause of burnout for most yoga teachers is not a self-care deficit, it's the business model. Think about what the standard yoga teaching model actually requires from you. Every pound or dollar that you earn demands your physical presence. You can't earn whilst you rest. You can't earn whilst you travel or whilst you're feeling unwell or whilst you take a week off to visit your family. The moment that you stop showing up is the moment that the income stops too. And so teachers teach more. They add another class, take on another studio, say yes to the early morning slot and the Sunday evening slot because they need the income and they want to help. And on paper, the numbers look manageable, but when you account for the commuting between the venues and the unpaid planning and prep time, the admin, the class sequences, the emails to students, the hourly rate that most yoga teachers are earning is significantly lower than it appears. Now, I've spoken to teachers who are teaching 20 classes a week and still not covering their basic living costs. Not because they aren't working hard enough, but because they're inside a model where working harder is the only place available. And that place has a ceiling. There's also an emotional dimension to this that doesn't get talked about enough. Teaching yoga is not a passive activity. Every single class requires you to be fully present and to read the room, to hold the space, and to really bring your energy to students who may be coming to you carrying a great deal. That is meaningful work, and it's also demanding work. And when you're doing it 20 times a week with no financial buffer and no time to replenish, the depletion is not just physical, it's emotional and creative as well. And that's the real cause of yoga teacher burnout, not insufficient self-care, but a business model that has no built-in sustainability. So when yoga teachers hit burnout, the advice they most commonly receive from the yoga community and from their peers and sometimes from themselves is to slow down, take a retreat, return to your practice, fill up your own cup before you fill others. And I want to be really honest about something here because it matters. Resting is not a strategy. It's a necessity. But if you rest for 2 weeks and then you return to the exact same business model, the same number of classes, the same studios, the same income structure. Nothing has changed except that you're 2 weeks behind on everything and the financial pressure has increased. The burnout will return because the conditions that created the burnout are still there. So you cannot rest your way out of a business model that's structurally unsustainable. And I say this not to dismiss the value of rest. Please rest. It matters enormously. But because I've watched too many yoga teachers spend years in this cycle, rest, recover, return, deplete, repeat, each cycle a little more discouraging than the last, the exit from that cycle is not more recovery. It's a different model, one where your income is not entirely dependent on the number of hours that you can physically teach in a week, and one where you can take a week off without the financial anxiety that makes the rest feel impossible anyway. That model exists and it's more accessible than most yoga teachers realize. So what does a yoga business that doesn't run on depletion actually look like in practice? So from everything that I've observed working with thousands of teachers, it tends to rest on three things. The first is leveraged income. So leveraged income is income that doesn't require your presence for every pound or dollar that you earn. It could be from an online workshop, a recorded course, a membership program. You build it once with real effort, real care, real intention, and it earns beyond the initial creation. You can teach it to 10 people or to 1,000 without increasing the hours that you work. And I want to be clear that this is not passive income in the way that the phrase is sometimes used, as you build something once and then never talk about it again. You will still be marketing it, launching it, updating it, and supporting your students through it. But the fundamental relationship between your time and your income changes, and that change is significant. When your income is not entirely contingent on how many classes you teach each week, you can take a week off and the business does not collapse. You can reduce your studio commitments without a financial crisis, and you have options that simply don't exist inside that time for money model. The second is a niche that really energizes you. So burnout is compounded when teachers are showing up for students who are not the right fit, teaching styles that they don't love, in environments that drain them. And part of what makes the depletion so complete is that teachers are often giving everything to work that doesn't actually light them up because they said yes to whatever was available instead of building towards what they actually want. So getting really specific about who you serve, what transformation you offer, and what kind of teaching you want to be known for actually changes the quality of your energy completely. And when your work is aligned with your strengths and your interests and your passions, showing up feels different. It's still work, but it's work that replenishes as well as draws from you. And the third is a business that runs on a system rather than your nervous system. Now, one of the quietest forms of depletion I see in yoga teachers is the mental load of having no structure. Waking up every Monday, wondering what to post, what to sell, where the next student is coming from. Making every decision from scratch every single week because there is no plan, no calendar, and no sequence or structure to follow. Now, a simple content strategy, a launch calendar, an email sequence that nurtures new subscribers automatically. These are not complicated things to build, but they create an enormous amount of spaciousness when they're in place because you're not reinventing everything constantly every Monday. You're executing a plan. And execution is far less draining than improvisation. Leveraged income, an energizing niche, and a business with structure. Those three things together are what a sustainable yoga business looks like. It's not perfect, it's not effortless, but fundamentally different from what most yoga teachers are currently living inside. So I want to spend a moment on something that sits underneath all of this, because in my experience, the structural changes that I've just described are only half of what needs to shift. Many yoga teachers are burned out, not just because of the model that they're in, but because of a belief that they've been carrying about what it means to be a good teacher. The belief that your worth as a yoga teacher is measured by how much you give, how available you are, how many students you serve, and how little you ask for in return. That belief is everywhere in the yoga world, and it's in the culture, in the community, sometimes even in the training. And it means that every time a teacher tries to reduce their hours, charge more, or build something that earns beyond the class, the guilt arrives. The feeling that they're somehow being less of a teacher by wanting more for themselves. So I want to offer a direct challenge to that belief. A teacher who is burnt out, financially stretched, and running on resentment is not serving their students well, no matter how many classes they're teaching. A teacher who builds a sustainable business, who has financial security, who has time to rest and develop and create, that teacher shows up at a completely different level. Service through depletion is not noble. It is not what your students need from you. What they need is a teacher who is nourished financially, creatively, and energetically. And building an online yoga business that supports that is not a compromise of your integrity as a yoga teacher. It's an expression of it. You're allowed to build something that takes care of you. In fact, it might be the most important thing that you can do for your students. So if you're listening to this today from inside the burnout cycle, I want to give you something concrete to take away. Not a complete business overhaul, that takes time, but a starting point. And the first thing is an honest audit of your current income model. Take the total you earned last month from teaching, then write down every hour that that income required. Not just class time, not just teaching, but commuting, planning, admin, the emails you answered on Sunday evening. Divide the total income by the total hours. This is your real hourly rate. And for most yoga teachers who do this exercise, the number is confronting. And that confrontation is useful because it makes the cost of this current model that you're in impossible to ignore. The second is identifying the niche or the student that genuinely excites you. Not the broadest possible audience, but the specific person whose transformation you care about most deeply. And if you're not sure yet, think about the students that you've enjoyed working with. What did they have in common? What were they working through? What did they ask you about? That is often where your niche lies. The third is taking one step towards a leveraged offer. Now, it doesn't need to be a full online course, not yet, but it could be a workshop, a masterclass, a 90-minute online session on the topic that you're most known for, priced and promoted to your existing audience. That first online offering, however small, begins to shift the model. And the fourth is starting an email list this week, even with zero subscribers, because everything that comes after your offers, your launches, your income stability is built on that foundation. And the best time to start it was when you first qualified. The second best time is now. You didn't get into yoga to burn out. You got into it because it changed something for you and you wanted to share that with other people. That impulse is worth protecting. Building an online business does not mean leaving everything behind that you love about teaching in person. And the teachers that I work with who have built sustainable online businesses often teach more joyfully in person than they ever did before because they're no longer doing it from financial desperation. They're doing it because they choose to. Now, that version of your teaching life is available to you. It requires a different model, some new skills, and a willingness to question some of the beliefs that you've been carrying about what a good yoga teacher really looks like. But it's not out of reach. If you want support building it, the framework, the community, the weekly coaching to take you through each step, that's exactly what we do here inside Digital Yoga Academy. So whether you're right at the beginning of this journey or you've already made some online sales and you want to grow beyond where you are, we have the guided support that you need. And if this resonated with you today, please share it with a yoga teacher who needs to hear it. The more teachers who find a sustainable way to do this work, the better for all of us.